Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The left fielder, George Stumpf. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peet. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting third. The right fielder, George Selkirk. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stumpf moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stumpf scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Haas trying to get to third. Chapman throws the ball into Rolfe, who tags Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Selkirk moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolfe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolfe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stumpf takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Stumpf moves to second. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stumpf scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bonura moves to third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is called out on strikes. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolf takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground that hits Rolf. Rolf is out and Johnson is safe at first. There goes Rolf trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Dickey moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Stumpf bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Stratton covering, for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk hits a line drive into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Stratton covering, for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Stumpf. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Lazzari moves to third. It's 4-2, Yankees. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Crosetti steals second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruffing for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Monty Stratton. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stumpf bunts towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig juggles the ball. That's an error on Gehrig. Radcliffe scores. Krivic scores. It's White Sox, 4, Yankees, 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari catches it and throws to first to double up Haas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ray Phelps now pitching. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rolf hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rolf moves to second. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Rolf moves to third. Selkirk moves to second. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey is walked intentionally. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete bunts towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell is walked intentionally. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a pop-up off the glove of Lazzari, and into shallow right field. Phelps reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krivic for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phelps fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruffing strikes out. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stumpf hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Selkirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.